right, welcome back to another episode of the Live Your Dreams podcast. I am your host, Joe Gowalis, alongside this fantastic co-host, Chris Victor.
Chris Victor is here.
Thank you, pal. Great to have you here. We are here at the lovely Hilton Hotel during South by Southwest 2024, and we have on two amazing, inspiring individuals. Mm-hmm. Their project, The Pirate Queen, is featuring Lucy Liu. Yes. And I'm telling you, we have the studio founder and director of the project, Eloise Singer, with us alongside her producer, Shiv McDonald. Thank you both so much for coming on the Live Your Dreams podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. I'm really excited to be here.
You two are great. You are here at beautiful Austin, Texas. South by Southwest is day four. So many beautiful people outside. The energy's feeling great. How do you guys feel being here?
It's amazing. And the weather today is a lot warmer, which is really nice. When we first came, I had a bit of a shocker. I was like, I thought I left London and came to Texas. Why am I wearing coats? So it's cool that the weather has warmed up and the sun is shining. You can soak up a bit of vitamin D, which is always really nice. So yeah, loving it.
I was going to say, the amount of talent as well that's here, the projects are incredible. And I don't know what it is about Austin, but there's an energy when you come here.
Yes.
It's not just the music. And I think it's that crossover of all the different disciplines, right? You've got film, you've got music, you've got tech, you've got just some brilliant brains in the room, and there's a lot happening. So you walk around and it's just slightly overexcited and overstimulated the entire
time. No, you are 100% right. The energy here at Austin is beyond most festivals you're going to go to, and I think it's because all the creatives coming together for so many disciplines. It's a beautiful thing. Now let's talk about the discipline that you two come under. You guys have an amazing accomplishments in your careers, and here you are, South by Southwest, to talk about The Pirate Queen. I'm very excited to hear more about this.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's awesome to actually be able to talk about it. I mean, this project's been 5 years in the making, so to be able to share all of the insight and all of what we've learned and what we've been able to deliver is really, really cool. So thank you.
No. Thank you. I mean, the process is so exciting. I love to hear 5 years in the process. People that are watching don't realize how long projects take to undertake. Can you bring us into a little bit of your world, how you start to say, I want to develop this project? How do you go from start to where you are 5 years now?
For sure. So I first heard about The Pirate Queen through a friend of mine. And basically the context is The Pirate Queen is based on a true story about a woman in 19th century China who married the leader of a fleet. And then when he mysteriously died, she took over and commanded about 70,000 people during the lead up to the Opium Wars and became the most powerful pirate of all time. And it's real. It's a true story that no one knows. So if you go ask anyone and say, you know, who was the most powerful pirate in history, people would be like Blackbeard or Captain Jack Sparrow, or you know what I mean? And you're just like, Captain Jack Sparrow isn't even a real person, but like, good try. But it's not. It was a woman in 19th century China, and that's incredible. So I first heard about this narrative 5 years ago, and I was like, why doesn't more people know about this? This is amazing. We have to tell this story. And so from there, we started developing it, and then cut to 5 years later, and we've just launched a VR game that's funded by Meta, that's voiced by Lucy Liu, that won at Tribeca, and now we're here. So it's been a hell of a journey.
Are you kidding me? What a phenomenal journey that is. And now with the medium of VR, it's such a great medium. It's really coming to the place now where the technology is caught up, right? I mean, look at the Quest 3, things that are coming out there. The technology is finally caught up where people can really enjoy it. You're getting immersed in that cinematic experience. How was it for both of you guys to work in this VR world?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, Shiv can definitely dive into this a lot more. Shiv's an immersive producer in this entire world. So yeah, I'll pass it to each.
Yeah, I think bringing things to life, and especially from a direction point of view, which you can definitely go into, but it's trying to bring something to life that's all around you, that you can touch, that you can interact with. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of production.
Sure.
And I would say for this as well, because you're interacting with the story, you have to do it before you know if it really works. And so it's not like film where you script it, you rehearse it, and then it's on the flat screen, and you know what you see at the what you kind of script at the start is what you kind of do at the end.
For sure.
This is very much iterative, and it has to be, because you don't know how good something feels until you go and do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of VR, is that it kind of taps into a different part of our emotions, a different part of our psyche. It really lands with us because we have that kind of interactive relationship with the story and the project. So it's been very iterative. It's changed shape a lot, but that's been really beautiful to see. And actually it's been a brilliant skill, sort of killing your darlings of like that. I like that, but it doesn't work, so you have to move on. And then it gives birth to something else that's even better, and actually not knowing what it's going to be perhaps sometimes is exciting. It's really exciting.
No, the medium, I love the medium personally. And I just have to think, now when you're watching, did you ever get to interact and see kind of feedback for people putting the experience on for the first time? Now, do you ever think at the first point, if somebody's kind of trailing off, looking in the wrong direction, you're missing something. Do you get that feeling?
Yes. All the time. Yeah. And it's so anxiety-inducing because you're watching someone play and you're like, no, you're doing the wrong thing, but I'm not going to tell you that you're doing the wrong thing because you've got to figure it out for yourself. So yeah, 100%. But I think that's the beauty of the medium is its exploration, right? Like, you want them to discover and you want them to find it out for themselves and work it out, and you just kind of have to let them do that. So it's stressful and beautiful at the same time.
And Shiv, how do you feel about this?
I don't mind it. I love it. There is a funny, we have a funny joke about when someone goes into headset early on, Elle's like, I'm just going to go step over there for a moment. But it's also really eye-opening. Humans are weird, man. We all do stuff differently.
Yes.
And even though you might think you'll test 10 people and they'll do that one thing and then that other thing, someone else will come along and their perspective of that environment is completely different. They'll pick something else up, they'll do this, and it's like, wow, I did not see that coming. Which for the coding team can be really interesting, of having to like jiggle stuff about. But it does open your eyes to human behavior, and actually that part I find fascinating.
Sure. No, that's incredibly fascinating. That's what I love about the experience of VR, because everybody's going to interact a different way. And as this medium explores, do you guys feel there's going to be more and more of a future in this space? Because it feels like you said, it's interactive. You can keep coming back to it. You can experience the same project really 4, 5, 6, 10 times and see something different.
Totally, and I think definitely in terms of the future of the medium, absolutely. I mean, there's the Apple Vision Pro at the moment, which has just been launched. That's going to be a huge game changer for the industry. You know, headsets are being released all of the time, and the tech is just getting better and better and more advanced. And the more widestream the tech becomes, the more people are going to literally interact with it. And that's really exciting. So yeah, I mean, VR is here and it's not going anywhere 100%. So it's an exciting time, and I think for us, this is one of the first projects that we know of that is starting in VR, and we're building a franchise that's then going to become a graphic novel, then going to become a film, and then going to become a TV series. And that's happened with games. You have like The Witcher, you have The Last of Us, you know, you've seen those become TV series and films and do really well, but you've never had that from VR. And so we're one of the first projects to do it, and that's really exciting. So it feels like we're breaking new ground as much as VR is breaking new ground at the same time.
I really love your mission statement, though. Empowering the next generation is forward-thinking, not only in immersive media, but you have documentaries, you have film. What else can you do, possibly? Is that you're doing it all?
I mean, we're trying to take over the world, so...
our specialty, I suppose, the studio specialty is storytelling,
yes.
Right? But we're growing something alongside an industry that they're using it for medical training, it's education, it's expanding into all areas of society, so actually... Whilst we're storytellers, it's what VR is doing in other spaces alongside us is really exciting. And it's going to push the technology further and further forward. So it's going to be great.
It's like you're saving the world, actually.
Oh, God.
We're saving the world one project at a time. You can just like rechange our mission statement to that if you want. And now I can just be like, Singer Studios changing the project one project at a time.
Can I record that and have it on my phone?
Feel free.
And then someone rings me, I'm just going to get your voice saying that. Thanks.
It is fantastic. Now let's go to Singer Studios. I love the chemistry you two have together. You guys have something that you can feel is real. You care about the project. It feels like you care about each other. How did you two connect? And then how did you guys connect together with the studio?
I mean, we've been friends for years. We've been friends for 8 or 9 years now coming out, which is amazing and terrifying at the same time. So I set up Singer Studios 7 years ago, nearly to the day, which is, very exciting, very exciting. Thank you so much, thank you. So I set up the company and we started out developing short films and feature films. And before that, I worked at Pinewood Studios, which is a big studios in the UK. So at Pinewood, we shoot James Bond, we shot The Great British Bake Off, the TV series there. And then I worked freelance on The Crown and Ready Player One and Transformers and stuff like that, and then decided to set up my own company. So when I set up, we made a bunch of short films. We made a feature film that we sold to Amazon. Then I made another feature film with Billy Piper and Lily James called Rare Beasts that premiered here at South By. And then in that process, we also started developing documentaries and VR. And so when we started developing VR, Shiv, who's, you know, one of my closest friends, who is a specialist in VR, it made sense and it was a no-brainer to bring Shiv on as part of the company and to kind of head up the interactive side of our company. So that's how we started working together, and that's kind of, yeah, how things have blossomed ever since.
Shiv, I love this. How when your friend approaches you like this, and she has this opportunity, and she goes, look, that's a lot. You guys are friends, but when somebody approaches you and says, this is my business, I'm building this, I'm trusting you with this vision to come into this department, head this VR. How do you feel when your friend approaches you like that?
Well, excited, but also, I didn't really need to think about it much.
Sure.
It just made so much sense, and I think probably part of the things that we were friends before was we'd both worked in the film industry. I used to work at Warner Brothers and on various documentaries, and wanting to change and do something new and innovative, particularly in this space, and also have some skin in the game in terms of like the future of VR, having a female-led studio coming from a quite male-dominated background from the film studios that we had been working at, and then also looking at the tech landscape. My background's anthropology, so looking at the tech landscape that we're looking into for VR, like the statistics for, you know, female-led companies, and also I would say bias that's been built into the coding and the technology is quite concerning. So to have some skin in the game and say, okay, we're going to make stories that relate to us, that mean something, that it's going to be, you know, diverse, inclusive, and innovative storytelling, like that, who wouldn't want to get involved in that, right? It's like,
I'm going to join your team myself. Kidding me?
Come on. Come on.
And now we know each other.
Friends are welcome. Friends are welcome.
It really is fantastic what you guys are doing, and I'm loving that you're leading this charge into the future. Now, talking about that, you bring an industry veteran like Lucy Liu onto the project. Phenomenal. Everything she touches is great, yes. Right? But now you have her in the Pirate Queen. You're showing her this new world of VR. Did Lucy kind of come in there and say, you know, I'm getting this? Or did you have to kind of explain to her the whole VR experience?
Lucy is a fountain of knowledge. Like, that woman, she's a pioneer in herself. So, I mean, she was so excited about the project and the story and everything that it represented. And our intention from the beginning for the Pirate Queen was to make something that was as historically accurate and culturally accurate as we possibly could. And that was something that she really loved and warmed to for the project. So that was one of the biggest pulls for her, and the fact that Lucy didn't know about the Pirate Queen. She didn't know this history like I didn't. Like, all of us don't. So for her to be part of something that was kind of advocating that narrative was really exciting. So it was awesome. Yeah, it was really exciting when she said yes, and we're really excited also to be working with her to develop it into a film and a TV series. And as you can tell, I'm really excited.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys all be at Tribeca as well with this, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So yeah, we premiered at Tribeca, and we won the Storyscapes Award at Tribeca, nice. Which was amazing and surreal at the same time.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
it was the talent that's at Tribeca and South By as well. But you know, you're project is up against some incredible world-class storytellers, so to receive the Storyscapes Award, like, yeah, it was incredible. It was mind-blowing. Yeah.
Now, when you talk about story, it is the backbone of everything we believe in this craft. What motivated the two of you to say when you were younger, so you know what, I want to dedicate my life to becoming a storyteller? Because there's so many young listeners that watch us, and they need that little bit of motivation. Because when you're young, it might be a little scary to go down this path. Mm-hmm. What made you say, you know what, I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to go all in and become a storyteller?
That's a really beautiful question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, no, thank you for asking it. For me, it was the idea that I could help change narratives by telling stories, and I wanted to reshape perspectives. So the Pirate Queen being a prime definition of that. I mean, everyone assumes that the most powerful pirates are men, and in this case, it actually wasn't. And I thought that that was really exciting, and to tell this story and to share that. If I was a kid growing up, my perspective of gender roles and power dynamics would be very, very different. Yeah. And so that was something that really resonated with me. And every project that I take and I look at, I think, how is this going to change a perception, or how are we going to challenge what people think with this project? And that's the power of story. We can rewrite narratives and challenge the status quo, and that's always been really exciting for me. So that's why I chose to come into film and storytelling. Yeah.
My question is, you tell stories, right? So people can identify with these stories around the world. And now you're telling your own personal story here on the podcast, which is going to reach a lot of people. How do you feel about telling your own personal story and how you're empowering people to do the same?
Oh, that's... it's easier to tell other people's stories, but it's really important that you kind of own your own story, because there's an authenticity, I think, that comes through the projects that you attach yourself to, or that you kind of put your heart and soul into. And you can't help but get attached to the projects that you create. And you bring a part of yourself, and you leave a part of yourself, I think, probably in the project as well. So telling my own story, and that's actually a good question you were saying earlier, Joe, about what got us here as well, is I think... wanting to, yes, love stories, yes, was a bookworm, but actually not feeling like there was something that wasn't quite right and wanting to adjust that. And I think that's why I could, like, come on, when I was a kid, could I have thought that I was going to work in virtual reality?
I didn't even round. Not there.
Like, that wasn't even an option. So no, I definitely couldn't have thought that. But I think just the idea of making something different that will have an impact somewhere along the way was what I was thinking when you just mentioned that, Joe. But then telling our own story, it's not hugely comfortable, but it's important. And exactly. And it helps each project I do, I learn so much about myself that if I can share it, it helps someone else, awesome. Yeah.
I love mentors. I mean, mentors are very important to me in my own personal life. So you guys are mentors now to the world here with regard to what you're doing. Yes, it's amazing.
Nice thing to say. I got it.
No, and you're absolutely right. He's absolutely right. And on that point, any words of advice for people that are trying to break into this business, words of wisdom when you start this journey? Because it is a journey. Once you start, you do have to be committed. It's difficult to take that first step of faith. And how do you, if you can go back in time and talk to yourself, what would you say when you started getting started?
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly, just be kind to yourself. It's such a hard industry and it's so hard to break in. And there are so many setbacks and everyone has them. There's no one that just walks into it and just makes it from day one. Everyone has challenges and hurdles, and when they come up, face them, and that's okay. And to overcome that adversity is part of your learning and your growth. But at the same time, just stop and be kind to yourself, because it's so easy to get lost in the woods and not to see the perspective of what you're doing and what you're achieving. And just to take a moment just to reflect and be like, I'm good. Like, I'm doing good, and this is all gonna end okay. I mean, we have a saying at the company, when everything goes wrong, obviously we will freak out and panic, and then we're just like, everything's gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. And then we laugh about the problem, and then we fix the problem, and then it's fine. Yes. So be kind to yourself. Don't take anything too seriously, because nothing's the end of the world. And yeah, just be true to what you want to achieve as well.
Eloise, what great advice. And Shiv, coming from you, I can't wait to hear your perspective on this.
I would say it's okay if you don't have a plan. It's okay if you don't know exactly which direction you want to go, but I would say stay curious and follow what feels good, because actually, as I was saying earlier, I couldn't have known I was going to be working in virtual reality, right? But if you follow things that you enjoy and that you can, that will get you out of bed in the morning, then you know you're doing something right. So stay curious, stay authentic to, you know, what means something to you. And yeah, similarly, as probably just don't give up, because it's usually at the point where you're just about to give up that something happens. Isn't it weird?
When you feel like giving up and you don't, that's when it happens.
And then you do one tiny more step.
Always.
So sad when people walk away from their passions. Yeah. And talking about passions, how can our fans that are watching learn more about the two of you? Because I know they're going to want to. Social media is not just for the company, but yourselves. If people want to follow, if you want to share that information.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Eloise.singer on Instagram. That's the best place to find me. I'm also on Twitter and TikTok. Our company is Singer Studios UK on all socials. So that's the best place to find me and the company. And then Shiv is...
Oh, now I have to admit that I spelt my name wrong on Instagram.
Uh-oh. Embarrassing.
It is. Yeah, so same. Obviously under the studios, but Shiv.McDonnell. But with one N. and come find me, say hi.
You two are truly fantastic. It is inspiring. Well, our studio is based near New York. We hope to see you guys out at Tribeca. That would be fantastic. Anything we could do to cover the two of you. Really, you are both so inspiring. Your project's going to be fantastic. What you're doing is changing the world in filmmaking, VR. You guys are really, truly fantastic people. Your energy is great. Thank you so much for coming on the Live Your Dreams podcast. From South by Southwest 2024, we have on Singer Studios, Shiv McDonald and Eloise Singer. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. I'm Joe Gowalis.
Chris Victor.
Thank you guys so much, South by Southwest 2024 at the lovely Hilton Hotel.
That's right.
We'll be leaving, and thank you both so much again for coming on. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.